Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello? Anybody there hear me?
Charles, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. All right.
I heard there's a bad echo in the background.
I know it. I know it's a bad echo. Hold on. Charles, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You got an echo. You got a lot of static.
I know it, Charles. Listen to me, Charles. Listen to me, Charles. Go ahead and start the program.
Okay. Hello, everybody out there. Anybody hear me? Hello, is anybody on the line? Well, anyway, if I have to talk to God tonight, I'll talk to God. I want to talk to a few people tonight about the nature of God. I've been asking the question for years, what is God? Who is God? What he is? What is his nature? I guess a whole lot of answers. I get the philosophical answers. I get answers of people that talk for 15 minutes and don't even say it, and they still don't tell you who his nature is. But according to the Bible, the simplest way to describe God is God is love. And out of that love comes the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. And out of that comes all the other attributes and natures that need to assign to him. The ancient Israelites knew him as the God of wrath, the God of vengeance, the God of destruction. I know him as the God of love. I asked that question one day, and I taught it on one time. God is love. He's pure love. And in that love is light. Love is light. Love is knowledge. Love is hope. Love is glory. Love is anything that's positive. Anything that's positive. That's what love is. Love makes you want to treat your enemy, pray for your enemy, even though he's doing saying and doing hateful things to hurt your personality, to kill your character. And you kill a person's character. I've learned this. It's worse than a physical death. When you degrade a person so bad, you got to grind them in the ground and sit there and stomp on them and tell all sorts of lies about what he is, what he's doing, or what she's doing, what they are doing. That's the structure of a person's character. But God taught us through Jesus, through love, to pray for them. Even pray for the person that's despitefully using you, saying those evil things about you. That's why I know I'm right. The true nature of God is pure, undefiled love, the agape love, the most love. Mankind can't love like God.
We can't.
We put conditions on our love. Well, if you do this, I'll do this, you know.
If you're married,
you know, the wife got to do certain things, and the wife expects her to do certain things for her to give her love, and he expects her to do certain things for him to give his love to totally. But God just loves. He loves us even in our fallen state we was in. When Adam took a bite of this forbidden fruit, God still loves us. He said it himself. He said, I will put enmity between the woman's seed and your seed. And enmity means enemy. So I will put enemy between the two of you. And the enemy was himself. You see, listen to the word I. He put himself in the womb of Mary, was born as a man, who we know as Jesus, and put that enemy between the seed of the woman and the seed of the devil. Jesus was Lucifer's biggest enemy, still is, before the foundations of the world were created. After God created himself, called himself into existence, he created his word, Jesus. And then the angels were created after that, and Lucifer being one of them. They had been enemies from the beginning. Enemies. He's the father of lies. That's what Jesus taught from the beginning. All you ever have done is lie, and all you ever will do is lie. But God, in his loving state, the true nature of God, out of that love is like I keep saying it. We learn and aspire to be as he is. Paul says it's a daily journey. We take daily steps towards. When I meet a young person, they be a Christian for one day or one week and brag, oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. And I look at them and I say, already? I've been trying to be a Christian for 40-something years, and I ain't got it right yet. I'm trying daily like Paul. But you already a Christian? Yes, sir. Okay. Okay, if you say so, then my Bible can be different. Paul taught you become a Christian, the race, which is finished, and pass over into the world, and walk through this door of the physical world into the door of the spiritual world. That's when you become a Christian. We strive to be Christians in the flesh. We strive hard to be Christians. And some of us do live a better life than others do. A Christian life. But we all have seen the fall short of the glory according to Jesus' teaching. But getting back around to God, see, I'm still talking about the same thing, but I'm just trying to explain it, keep it simple. The last person I asked this question was in 2012. I said, what is God? If he gave me an answer, he talked about Alba and never said nothing. When he got through with all his descriptions of God, I said, God is love. And I walked off and left him with his mouth hanging over. The real simple answer. And it took you an hour, but you still didn't tell me what God is. God is undefiled, pure love. That's his nature. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe, should not perish, but have everlasting life. He showed his love from the beginning. He had a picture of the universe after he created himself in his mind, a picture of it. So he created the word to call it, to call that picture from his mind into existence, into the physical world. He shared it with us. That's love. If you look up at the sky at night on a clear night, and you see all the stars and the comets. Sometimes you can see a comet or shooting star or whatever they are. Like it's billions and billions and billions of stars. They're like the sky is pregnant with stars. That comes from the mind of God. Bought forth into a future world by the word to share it with us. Like I said, he's always had up in love and always will be love. Now, as the creator, the cherisher, the provider of the seen and the unseen worlds, he's the Father. We Christians believe in a Trinity. A lot of religions say we are wrong, but I'm going to believe in the Trinity until God teaches me different. As the suffering servant who redeemed man back to God, paid the ultimate price, gave up his life for us, that we might have eternal salvation, he's the Son, the spotless Lamb of God. He's the Son. As he to lead us and guide us in all truth and all ways, he's the comforter that Jesus prayed for, that he wouldn't be alone when he went back to the Father. And all of those three is nothing but love, the nature of God. I done heard a lot of doctors talk on it. Doctors in the business, a lot of them just talk to themselves talk. And I know that for a fact, and I said that chuckle in my spirit there. They use the words most of the people in the pews don't understand. They a dude, they want you to know that they're a doctor, so they use these great big important sounds and words, and they're talking over most people's heads in the church. Even some learned people in the audience out there that got degrees themselves, they can't follow them. But they feel so self-important when they get through their big words. I just said, you're supposed to be Christ-like. Christ is not like that. This is why I keep my message. It's real simple. The average IQ is very low, very low. It's not even 100. The average IQ of the average person walking the face is not even 100. So you got to talk in simple language, just simple terms that they'll understand. I told you I try to be Christ-like. I try hard. I modeled myself after Malcolm X. When I came into the truth, I learned everything I could about the truth. I read the dictionary. I done read the Webster dictionary from the front to the beginning. Tried to learn every word in there. But I say, even though this is not important, Malcolm did. I don't have to do it. So I pushed that to the side. I'm going to be more like Christ. I'm going to talk in real simple terms that the youngest person or the most unlearned person will understand. So I try to do that. I try my best to do that. Sometimes I don't succeed and I feel bad. And God, He always tells me that you do the best you can with what you're working with. You just keep talking. Somebody will hear you. Somebody will hear you. The nature of God. I've seen God move and do things in my lifetime when I was 6 or 7 years old now. I've seen the destructive force, the hurricanes, the tornadoes. When God has had enough of mankind, He sends a message to us. When mankind gets so sinful, He said, all right, enough is enough. I'm going to get your attention by letting this happen. And He do. I believe the coronavirus is man-made, but I believe God let it happen to get our attention. The world as a whole is in the worst state it's ever been. The worst it's ever been as a whole. Out of all the love that God showed to us, we're worse off now than they were Sodom and Gomorrah. Worse as a nation, as a world, we're worse off. The love of God, the nature of God, all the oneness and nature He showed us and shared with us, came to His mind, turned into existence by the world. I sit on my front porch a lot, and I just look at the trees, the flowers, the other shrubbery out there. It's beautiful. I have to come in the house after a while because I have allergies, but I stay out there as long as I can, just watching nature. There's a couple of hawks out here that I see every day. There's a couple of owls I see every once in a while. You know, just watching nature. God created all this through His word. Shared it with us. The love of God. The nature of God. He's given us the prophets. There's prophets that exist that the Bible don't even talk about. They don't. Long before there was a Bible read, there's a prophet come to mankind and taught mankind about God. And He did that. He even got prophets working this day. So mankind want to have no excuse. Well, you remember so-and-so, I seen him 10,000 years ago. You didn't hear him. You didn't hear my son. You got worse off when my son came to die for you to redeem you back to me. You just got worse off. But you got no excuse. No excuse. I've tried to do everything I could out of love for you. I even welcome you back into the family when you go out there as the prophet's son or daughter and squander your inheritance. And then you realize in my father's house and you cater back towards your father, he runs out to meet you, put you on sandals on your feet, a golden ring on your finger, coat on your back. To let you know you're a royalty. You keep the fatty cash and throw a feast. Tell the musicians to sing a rejoicing son, for my son, he who is lost is now is found. All that is love. Love. Pure, undefiled love. So, I hope somebody got something out of it. I'm going to open the lines up tonight. Reverend Hunter, give it back to you.
Praise the Lord, Charles. Thank God I heard your message, part of it. I thank God for you coming in and explaining the love. Because that is a very, very, very deep subject, the word love. Love is, and as you said, love is very deep, and it doesn't judge, criticize. It doesn't have a limit to it with God. But with man, as you said, there's a limit. You know, it's like, you know, people say, well, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. Some people have that kind of love. You know, and I was talking to somebody the other day, and love is, I mean, that's a very, very touchy subject, because even in marriages, husband and wife, a lot of times people don't even know why they get married. First of all, you're making a commitment to God first, because he's the one initiated marriages. So you're making a commitment to him first, then to that other person. And a lot of people don't understand that. So that's why some marriages don't last and have problems, because they haven't sought God. They go and get married not knowing what love really is. So if I commit to God, then I'm going to commit to that person. So they got to talk to him first. They got to commit to God first. If you don't commit to God first, you're not going to commit to your partner either. You're not going to commit to your spouse. So if your commitment is not to God first, then that's going to be a limit. Amen. So there's a limitation, as you said earlier, on what can you do for me. And a lot of people don't even understand the word love. They don't even know what it is. They've heard of it, but they don't know it. They don't understand it. They don't know it's a commitment first to God, and especially in marriages. I was talking to someone the other day, and in that, you have to make up your mind to commit to God. You know, you're going to submit yourself fully, totally to God. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect. It means that you're going to be obedient and that you're going to submit yourself. And God has unconditional love, and man has limited love. You know, and I hear some people say, I have agape love. That is not true. As you said, that's not true. No, it's not. You don't have agape love. You don't have that. You don't have that. You haven't got. You will not get there. You just don't have that kind of love. And not that some people wouldn't want. We all want it, as you said. We would love to have that. But a Christian, and Christian, I heard you speak on being a Christian. And in the book of Acts, they was first called Christians at Antioch. The disciples.
Amen.
They were first called Christians in there. And the thing about it is, a lot of people think because they call themselves Christians. I even know people who say, "Well, I'm a child of God. Or I'm a pastor, and this and that." And I found out something that they wasn't who they really say they were. You know, when I hear people talk, you can just listen, and when you hear them talk, you'll know exactly, you know, what's in their will, what's in them. Because if you have something in you, when you go out about in the stores and talking to people in general, God's name got to come up. Jesus Christ is the. It has to come up. It has to come up. If it never comes up, then that's something. That's a problem. That you cannot share the word of God with somebody. You cannot mention his name. If I can't mention his name, something is wrong.
Amen.
And but you say you're a Christian, but you never mention his name in your conversation to me. You never mention his name. And a Christian, a true Christian, his name got to come up. It's got to come up. There's no way, because he or she has committed themselves to God. So it's going to come up. So when people say that they're Christians, when they say that they're pastors, preachers, teachers, whatever, the word of God, you will not pass by somebody without speaking a word of God. Amen? Without sharing his name.
Amen.
But I understand people can only give what they have. And some may not have it. Okay? So if they don't have it in them, because it has to come out of the heart. The Bible said the heart speak it. So it has to come out of the heart. So if there's nothing in there, then nothing will come out. Whatever's in there is going to come out in your conversation. Amen? So none of us are perfect. Some of us are longer than others, and praise God for that, because you can help someone else. I can help someone else with whatever God has allowed me to have. I can share that little bit with somebody. I can share it with somebody. Okay, even some of the people who consider themselves above. Or the ones that have considered themselves that, hey, they've been preaching for a long time, teaching or walking, whatever. There's still a word that can be shared, even from a babe. It can be shared with you. But sometimes when we're talking to people, it depends on who they are. They will bypass it. They'll bypass the message. Yeah, bypass it. And I have seen it time and time again. And I remember one person telling me one time, I'm a Sunday school teacher. I said, okay. And they would not receive what, and I tell people this all the time, when the Holy Spirit is speaking, don't be looking at me, because it's not me. Wisdom comes from above. And I don't have it unless he give it to me. And when he give it to me, and I began to share with those who I think can understand, because you say, even like Nicodemus said, how can I enter my mother? God said, well, you're a scholar and you don't know this? So then you know who you're talking to. And so when I began to share wisdom with them, then they rejected. I'm like, well, I thought you said you was a, okay, because I'm trying to share this wisdom with you and you backing up. So it let me know you really didn't have what you say you had. Okay? So, and that's why, I thank God for what he's placed within each and every one of us, that he give us an opportunity to share. Because guess what? We love. This is what we love. This is where it comes in. That love. We love sharing the word. We love it. We love it more than life. We will share a word before we'll share a dollar, because we love the word. We love it.
Amen.
You start talking to somebody, and guess what? You and I, Dr. Hunter, and all the rest of these, the word of God, it's going to come up somewhere. We're going to give you a word, because that's what's
Amen.
In us. It flows like a river, and it's because we have that relationship. So guess what? That's what's going to come out of us. That's the kind of love that's going to come out of us, is the word of God. Because we love it so much, we want to share it with you, hoping that you will pass it on. Amen?
Amen.
So when people say, I have agape love, I'm like, okay, you better think about that one. You better think about it. Think about what you're saying. When you say you have agape love, think about that. Give you a little step of time to think about it. Okay? You know, I understand that you've read it and you've heard it, but think about it, because God has agape love. But I'm sorry to say, many of us don't. You know, so when they say agape love, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm not judging you or criticizing you, but you need to think about that word.
Amen.
And look it up and see exactly, yes, see exactly what that means before you say that. Because you want to say what you really are. You know, if you want to tell somebody something, you can speak God's word because it don't cost you anything. And guess what? In that word is love. Anytime you're speaking it, God's word is love because you know what? You love sharing it. You love sharing God's word. And there's no limit. There's no limit on sharing it. As long as you stand there, we'll talk. As long as you're there, we'll give you a word. Okay? So I thank you for bringing up that subject because that is very, love is a very, very touchy. It's deep. It's deep. And a lot of people don't understand it. And God has unconditional love. But man, as you said, has limited love. Has limited love. And, you know, and a lot of people don't want to say that, won't admit it, but we all have that limited love. We all
do. Thank you,
sister. Thank you. We all do. Amen. And it's nothing wrong with speaking that and saying the truth, you know. We all have that limited love. We want to love more, and we will, but we don't have agape love. We just don't have it. And our love does run on a little bit of condition because if a person get out of line with you, it's not that we don't love you less. But we're at the point that we say, hey, look, I don't have to deal with that. I can just move on. Especially when they're not treating you with respect. When people are not treating you with respect, when they're doing things that hurt you or to cause you harm, it's like, no, I'm not dealing with that. So people should think about when they say, I have agape love. So I just want to thank you for bringing that up because it's really a deep subject and a lot of people don't understand it. Even in marriages, our marriage is going breaking apart because people don't understand that that's a commitment, first a love commitment to God and then to the person. So I really appreciate it. When I heard you speak, I'm like, wow, this is awesome. An awesome, awesome opportunity. So thank you so much for that, Brother Charles.
Thank you,
I appreciate it. Yes.
I wrote down, this is Charles again, I wrote down, I do a little research, I try to do the same that God puts on the spirit to talk about it. I do a little research, and then I let God flow through me the best he can. And there's 15 Bible verses that I would like to share. Not all of them. I'm not going to read all of them. I'm just going to tell you the verse. John 3:16. We all know that.
Right.
John 4:24. I'm going to read this. It says, God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
In truth. Uh-huh.
1 John 1:5. 1 John 1:2 says, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
Amen.
1 John 4:8, the one who does not know love does not know God, but God is love.
Yeah.
If you say you know God and don't have love in your heart for your fellow man, like I've tried to teach tonight, even though he's saying and doing things wrong, I'm going to say this here, and you've heard me say it a lot of times. My family is ate up with every kind of degenerate person that ever walked the face of the earth, is some of every kind in my family. I don't like what they do, but I love them with the most love that I can give them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hate them for what they're doing. So God don't. He dislikes what they do, but he don't hate them.
Right. That's right.
1 John 4:8, the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Okay, 1 John 4:16, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Now, The most profound one I read today besides John 3:16, besides John 3:16, that's the most profound one that hit my spirit today. And I'm going to read it again. John, 1 John 4, chapter 16, verse. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love.
Amen.
And the one who abides in love, listen to this here, abide means to live in love. The one who lives in love abides in God, and God lives in him. It shows. It shows. If you truly love God and God in you, it shows. You're not
perfect,
but it shows.
That's right.
Somebody go see it in it. Somebody go see it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
1 John 5:20, Judges 6:24, Matthew 5:48, Romans 1:20, Psalms 9:92, Daniel 5:23, Joshua 3:13, Matthew 11:25, and Jeremiah 10:10. I read all of those today, but I didn't write. Some of them just stuck out so much I had to read. But out of those 15 verses, the whole Bible is built around those 15 verses.
Amen.
15 of them. The whole
Amen.
Bible. God's nature. They all talk about his love.
That's right.
That's his nature, love. And everything good comes out of that love. Any word that's good, righteousness, holiness, purity, loyalty, anything that's good comes out of that word love.
Because
that is God.
That's why.
Over the last, I just had to share that to you.
Amen. 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 I tell you what, that is powerful. When you go and you begin to look at the scriptures, I mean, and it tells you all about love, how God loves. And if when you have that love and God's word in you, people are discussing that when you don't even know it. I ran across the latest, because people are going to be saying what comes out of you. Because of the fact that you love that word, and that word comes out, and you be talking to people, you don't even know that they're discussing. They're saying, look, I heard Brother Charles. You don't even know they're speaking this about you. I heard Brother Charles speak this word a long time ago, or Dr. Hunter, or whomever. I've heard this word before, and I heard so-and-so speak it. That person was speaking it. You know, and that's what makes the difference, because now people remember you by the word that you have spoken. And how I know, some people was come up to me one day. I was in the store, and they said, we were just talking about you the other day. They said, because you a long time ago, you spoke a word. That's that love, that word. When you speak in that word, it's going to flow out like a river. People are going to remember you by the word that you speak to them. And I tell people, we love speaking the word. We love reading the word of God. We love it. That's the love. We don't hate people. We love people. We want to see people healed, delivered, and set free. We want to hear them. We want to see them healed, delivered. And that's why we pray constantly, daily, studying the word of God, not only for ourselves and our families, but for other people, those we don't know. Praying for our officials, praying for our leaders, praying that people be delivered from drugs, alcohol, whatever have plagued the people. We want them delivered. We asking God, Lord, send the Holy Ghost. So people can, that's love, when you're covering people, when you're praying for them. Because these are not selfish prayers. We're not selfish. Well, we're praying for everybody else. And Lord, let it flow over to them. Let that word spill over. send your word and heal them. When we are praying, we're praying for others. That's love. That's love. We don't have to pray for others, but because of the love that we have for God and his word, we're praying for others. And, Lord, let it spill over. Heal their families. Heal those who are hurting. Heal those who are sick. We're
Amen.
Praying for them. Amen? And that's where we go.
Amen.
We're praying for all people. Saying, Lord, they got into a situation or what have you, whatever came up. Lord, heal them. Send your word and heal them. So that's what we do on a daily basis. It's not about just us praying for ourselves and our family members and the ones we know and our friends. We're praying for anybody who needs it, who's
Amen.
In trouble, who's on drugs, who's on alcohol. Nobody wants to see their children hurt. Nobody wants to see their family member in pain. Nobody wants to see their family member going through. So whoever they are, we're saying, Lord, around the world, if they're in pain, whatever their situation is, we're praying for everybody, anybody. It don't make a difference with us because we love the word of God. We love it. And that's what we do on a daily basis. And when we get an opportunity, and somebody says, can you pray for me personally? I love it because then the Holy Ghost began to take over. He began to speak and give a word of wisdom, a word of
Amen.
Knowledge. Amen? And I love it. I thank God for that. So that's why we as men and women of God, as believers, we come together and we begin to pray for one another. Pray our strength. And that's why we have to continue in prayer, praying for one another. Because guess what? We pour out into others. And we're praying when we're at home or wherever we are. We're praying for other people. Saying, Lord, heal that one. Deliver that one. Set those people free. Lord, they need you. Send your word. We're praying constantly. Constantly for other people. Amen? So I
Amen.
Just, I love, yes, I love the word of God. I love it. So I want to thank you for bringing that message forth.
I want to thank you for your support. Although, well, you know what? I tell Brother Hunter this all the time. When I say, you know what, Brother Hunter? Might not be me the man on the line, but it is, they don't never say nothing. I said, we got a few faithful sisters. Just like Jesus had his faithful followers in the community, through time.
Amen.
If he died on the cross, they were right there.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate you, sisters. You really don't know it. And I'm not trying to be, I know most of y'all got doctors to read. I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but you are my sister in Christ. And I do appreciate the support y'all give me. I really do.
Amen. 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 I appreciate you and all the others on the line. I know sometimes people won't come on and speak. Some people are shy or whatever the reason a case may be. But I pray their boldness, hallelujah, come forth in the name of Jesus. Because
Amen.
Those that are on the line have something to say. God, and it's good to listen. We listen sometimes. We just sit back and listen to the word. Because that's what we love it. We love to hear the word of God. And we love sharing it. And supporting one another in the word. That's what we do. And helping one another. Praying for one another. So, yes, that's what we do. And so it's just
yes.
truly, truly, truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing. I'm telling you, to come together in unity. In
Amen.
Unity. Amen. In unity, even when I'm not in your presence, we're praying for each other. Amen?
Amen?
We're praying for each other. When we're not in each other's presence, we're praying for each other. You know, so, and I thank God for that. You know, because the Bible says, well, two or three gather together in his name, he in the midst. So whether we're at home, on the radio, wherever we are, when we're praying, God is in the midst. He's in the midst. And we have to support one another. It's a must. It's a must. When you love the word of God, that's what we do. We support one another. We help one another. Amen. So I just thank God for this message tonight. It's truly, it has truly, truly been a blessing to just sharing the word as a reminder of God's word, that love that we should all have for each other. Just have that love for one another, that unity, that closeness. We can get more done. The Bible said one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000. Just imagine if 5 or 6 of us get together or more. Well, we, I mean, ooh, we, can you see it? Can you see some things changing? Can you see it changing? I mean, it can bring some changes about, because prayer is powerful by itself. It's powerful. And when, amen, by itself. And when the Holy Ghost steps in, when we are praying, I mean, God said he gave us power. He gave us power. So when we come together, one can put 1,000 to flight. That's some power in prayer. That's some power in prayer. You know, so that's what we must continue to do. We must continue in prayer, continue to love one another, and pray for one another. Let, and like you said, let your light so shine.
Amen.
So people can see your good work. Not that we're perfect, but they will see what's in us. I can remember one time we was in a meeting, and we had a little after dinner. And so the people, and see, what people don't know is the hidden man of the heart, amen? So they don't know really who you are. So they say, they asked me, they said, would you pray? I said, sure. So the Holy Ghost went to speaking, and it flowed out. So afterwards, the lady came up to me. She said, you know what? She said, man, she said, I didn't know you. She couldn't get it out. She said, and I didn't know you could pray. I said, well, that was the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I know she didn't really understand it. But I said, that's the Holy Ghost. It wasn't me. She said, it flowed out like a river. I said, that's the Holy
Amen.
Ghost.
Amen.
Because you study and you read God's word and you speak, you talk to God. And when you're constantly in the word, it can't help but flow out like a river. Because now you got a lot in you. What have you fed yourself today?
Amen.
What have you eaten? What have you eaten? Have you eaten the word? Have you eaten the scroll? Have you eaten that word?
You
so if you eat that word, it's going to come out of you. It's going to come out. If you're eating it, it's going to come out. Amen?
Amen.
So that's Amen. What we're talking about tonight. That's what we're talking about, that kind of love.
Amen.
That love sharing that word. And we constantly eating it. Constantly eating the word. Because guess what? We love when the Holy Ghost speaks. We love it.
Amen.
And when we begin to share, the Holy Ghost shows up for his people. And he takes over. And who was that? Was it in Joshua? When they asked him, they said, are you with us? Did you come to what was it? Come to what was that scripture? He said, no, he said, I'm the commander. He said, I come to take over. Huh?
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit takes over, and he begins to speak. And that's why people be in awe, because of the Holy Ghost. It's not
Amen.
Us. It's the Holy Spirit, amen? So we love this word, and we love sharing this word. I know I keep saying that, but we love it. And I know we all have testimonies. We can tell you testimony after testimony, and that is for those who really believe. So some people, you tell a testimony, and they be like, mm-hmm. You know, they take it. I don't take the word of God lightly. I don't take the testimonies lightly. I don't take God's miracles lightly. You know, something sounds so simple, but it's the word of God when he speaks. And like I said, I remember when my mother was sick one night, and I didn't know what to do, and I called up on the Lord, and I began to call on the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, I said, let the Holy Spirit show me what to do. I said, because I don't know what to do. I said, my mother is sick. And I said, Lord, I don't know. And he said, so my mama got up and went to the bathroom. He said, when she comes out, give her a bottle of water. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. He said, tell her, don't try to drink it all at one time. Tell her to sip it.
Amen.
And my mother obeyed. And see, it's not about the bottle of water. It's about the obedience. It's about being obedient for her healing. So when she starts sipping the water, guess what? The pain left and she went to bed.
Amen.
It was about obedience. So the love that God has for us when we have that relationship with him, when we're eating this scroll, when we're attending to our Father's business. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, it's so powerful. It's really powerful. And like I say, when we all get together, we can see some changes. We don't have to accept what they putting out on the news or on whoever says. We don't have to accept that.
We don't have to. You're absolutely right.
We don't have to accept. Yeah, we don't have to accept any of that, what they talking about. We know a man named Jesus. We don't have to accept none of it. Matter of fact, we said we call that dead, whatever they speak, and that's contrary to the word of God.
Amen.
We call whatever they saying dead immediately because we don't have to receive it. They are human like we are, so we don't have to receive what they're saying because we know a man named Jesus. We know the word. And so we speak God's word because God said he watch over his words to perform them. I was telling somebody the other day, and I think Dr. Hunter and I may have been talking, and I was telling, I said, even in this so-called pandemic, what they talking about, blessings should be chasing us down. Amen? It should be chasing.
Amen.
So when I went out and I was on my route, and here comes some money chasing me down. And I said, and it was on the ground. So I picked it up, and I went and asked the lady. I said, did you lose any money? She said, no, I didn't. She said, it's chasing you down. I said, okay. She got the word. I said, she got the word, you know. And so I was like, look at God to myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, look at God. He said it'll chase you down, and it chased me down. Looked like it was following my vehicle. So I backed up, and I said, that money? So I went and picked it up. And I said, let me ask her if it's hers. She said, no, it's chasing you down. I said, okay. And I said to myself, thank you, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
That's your word. It should chase you down, even in this, whatever they're talking about. Pandemic. No, it's not for us. It shall not come near our dwelling. It shall not. So we have to speak God's word over our lives. He said life and death is in the power of the tongue. And that's what I was telling somebody the other day. Quit speaking negative things over your life. Speak positive things. Speak the word of God. Speak the love of God over your life. If you want to be healed, delivered, and set free, speak it. Because it will not fall to the ground. He said his word will not one dot or tittle. Not one dot or tittle shall fall to the ground.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So every word that has been spoken tonight, every word of God, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God tonight that has been spoken shall come to pass, whether it's in Asia, Africa, U.S., wherever. He said, the winds are my messengers. And that word going to be deposited. Those words that have been spoken tonight going to be deposited over somebody, including us. Amen?
Amen.
It's going to be deposited. Amen? Wherever is needed, that word that went out tonight, wherever is needed, wherever a believer is, that's where the word going to be deposited tonight. Amen? It's going to be
Amen.
Deposited because he said not one dot of chill. So if somebody needs some love, guess what? Love's going to be deposited in somebody's place tonight.
Amen.
A believer. Every word that you spoke, every word that you read, every scripture that you read tonight is going to be deposited in somebody's place. Because somebody's looking for that word. Because if not, he wouldn't have let you spoke. He'd have let you went another route. But somebody Somebody is looking for it. Somebody need it. Somebody need it. So that's why he had you to speak it tonight. Amen? And it's definitely going to be deposited somewhere. Somewhere. The winds are already taking it where it needs to go.
Amen.
Praise God.
Years later, in the 80s, a man that was cousin walked up to me and said, all those people, those well-known people that spoke that day, yeah, you was the only one I heard, because God said it words in your mouth to come straight to my heart. And he repeated the words, every word, and I had been forgot about it. And his name is Isaac, we call him Dog, he's in my home county. Every time he sees, he reminds me of that. God had him there to hear what I had to say to him through God.
Amen.
That's how God works.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And you know what? And God placed that word in you. Well-known preachers, yeah. They were well-known. But God said, this is the one I'm going to use to bring this message. So
yes.
He used you to bring that message. See, so being well-known it's just being well known. But when you come in, when you speaking the word of God and the Holy Ghost is moving in you, it makes a difference. When the anointing is up on you, it makes a difference. When the anointing is there, you see. And that's how God moved. He moved by the anointing, that anointing that was upon you. He placed it upon you to speak that word, and that young man didn't forget it. He couldn't forget it because it was too powerful.
Amen.
And it was for him. He couldn't forget it. God spoke that word just for him through you. And that's what
Amen.
I love, being used by God, allowing God to use us. And that's why we have to be attentive to God's word and when the Holy
Amen.
Spirit is speaking.
Amen.
We have to be attentive. We have to be alert at all times and not asleep. So when the Holy Ghost is speaking, ooh, hallelujah, Jesus, that Holy Ghost is speaking through you. He can use whomever he will when you are connected to him. And as you were talking about the Bible, when he dwell in you, when the love of God dwell in you, when we are connected to that vine, then he can come and go, the Holy Spirit. And when you have the Holy Spirit, he can come and go as he please.
Amen.
He come and go as he please. When you have the Holy Spirit, he come and go as he please. Because guess what? He's welcome. He's welcome in you.
Amen.
You have invited him. You have invited him in. And when you invite him in, he can come and go as he please. And so I thank God that is truly, truly a blessing to have. A lot of people have not experienced the Holy Spirit yet. They haven't
not
experienced
yet.
Not yet.
But I pray that y'all do it before you get this word.
Amen. Amen. But if you really want it and you desire it, you have to desire it. When you really want and desire, God knows when. He said the wind blows and you don't know where it goes. So you don't know when it'll come, but it'll come. And then guess what? You'll get a new language along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
And then the Holy Spirit, he'll come and go as he please. Amen? He will use you to tell this one something. Give that one a word of myth. Give that one a word of knowledge. Give that one a word of wisdom. Speak a word to that one. Prophesy to that one. See? So people talking about, oh, I'm a prophetess, I'm a this, I'm a that. But if time will tell, because the Holy Ghost going to speak. He's going to speak. He's going to speak. So that's what I love about it, being connected to that vine and inviting the Holy Spirit in. Because when you invite him in, oh, Ooh, that's some power, I tell you. Because you can pray a prayer that will get results. And then when the Holy Spirit became, he said now began to speak in tongues. I began to speak in tongues. And then the answer came for my mother several times when she was sick. And then God healed her instantly. Instantly. We have seen, we're witness of things like this. We're witnesses. Amen. Living witnesses.
Amen.
Of the power of the Holy Ghost. We're living witnesses. And a lot of, and people said, well, I was trying to tell so-and-so, and they said, no, they haven't received the Holy Ghost yet, so they don't even know what you're talking about.
Amen.
They think that's some kind of voodoo, hoodoo, witchcraft, or something, some other little sprinklet, because they don't understand the power of the Holy Spirit. He heals directly from on high. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Mm. And give you a word, the truth, nothing but the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. And so that's what we thank God for. We thank God for being part of that vine. We're connected. We're connected to him. We're constantly in prayer, praying and seeking God. But I thank God for tonight. God has truly blessed us. I don't know if there's any other on the lines that wanted to speak. And so I just thank God, give God all the glory, honor, and praise. Brother Charles,
amen.
I thank you for being there. Thank you for your word. Thank you. We thank God that word, the words that you have spoken are going throughout the earth. Amen. They are going,
amen.
They are traveling even as we speak right now throughout the earth and going to be deposited where they may. God said, I send my word and heal them. So wherever that word needs to be tonight, that's where it's going, because you've already
amen.
Spoken. So I thank God for it. Amen. So
amen.
And the Holy Spirit that lives within us. Amen. That comes and
amen.
Goes as he pleases. He has a dwelling place in us. Amen. So we thank
amen.
God tonight. Give God the glory, honor, and the praise. And if there be nothing else, I know Dr. Hunter said, told me to close out, so we'll close out until the next time. And I know God going to have another word from on high next week, or whenever we come on, he's going to have another word from on high. So we give him
amen.
All glory, honor, and praise.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
I can't wait till we all get together and just begin to just have ourselves a good
amen.
Good time
amen.
In the Lord.
That's,
amen.
That's what I'm waiting on, sister. We all get together.
Amen.
I want to meet all you sisters right there.
Yes, we're going to all meet
I
and we're going to have ourselves a good time in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. Praise God. Will you be blessed? Y'all be blessed. And like I say, I can't wait till we meet and have ourselves a good time singing and rejoicing and lifting up the name of Jesus for change in this earth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Until
amen.
Next time.
Until the next time. You be blessed, my sister.
Amen. You as well. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.